sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour on this Thursday, December 12th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by MyPillow, Mike Lindell's company. Christmas sale going on right now, extended, started actually when they went into the construction mode for the new warehouse. Well, it's open. It's filled with great products. And he wants to give you a thank you for supporting them. 50, 60, 70, 80% off of retail on some products, depending on what you pick, and free shipping. No need to go out to the stores. Shop online, on your computer, on your phone. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, shop away for people on your Christmas list, put it into the cart, go to checkout. When you get there, see how much it's going to cost retail. Then put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, one word, no space, and hit apply. I had Diane, she's up in Cedarville. She texted me yesterday afternoon after the show. She said, Randy, I got all my Christmas shopping done for little fill-in gifts, things that she just wanted to get family members, friends, neighbors. She even bought a couple of things for her pastor at her church. She saved $427. That was her savings. That's how much money she saved by using the promo code TRUCKERRANDY. She's so happy. She said, thank you, thank you. It was close, almost $1,050, and she saved $427. Well, some of the items were not discounted as much as others, but she said it still saved her a ton of money. She said, now that's over $400 we can save and use for other bills during Christmas. Greatly appreciate you doing that for us. So, yeah, she's happy. One of the things that you definitely need to get, absolutely love them, is this new MyPillow 2.0. If you got an old MyPillow, well, you can keep it. Use it as your bumper pillow if you want, up at your headboard. But you need to sleep on the new one. Absolutely love them. So check them out, MyPillow.com. If you'd like the information for the promo code and the toll-free number to the operator that already has the Trucker Randy promo code in it, just text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll send it to you. You'll get the number, you'll get the promo code, you get the website, and I have a customized photograph that I'm going to send to you. It's Donald Trump after he got shot in the right ear. It has a My Pillow, a little tiny My Pillow, as the bandage on his ear. I'll send that to you as well. So again, text me MP, My Pillow, and I'll send it to you. We're going to continue on with these lame duck bills because today's the last day for this week. It may be late into the night, but they're wrapping it up today. And then all we have to survive is next week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week, and it's done. Democrats are done, and Republicans are coming in January. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Up Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
All up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Continuing on with these bills. And one of the things you have to understand, Democrats are in total control right now. The sick state representative from Detroit, we found out, is back this week. they have their 56 to 54 majority. And basically, there's nothing the Republicans can do. Nothing at all. Now, you have to understand that this process comes through the priorities of the Democrat Party. All of these bills, all of these things they're doing, absolutely, absolutely are coming from their agenda. Now, you have to understand, they did not pass any of this stuff during regular session, because they were afraid that if they passed this crazy, progressive, liberal agenda before the November 5th election, it was going to cost them seats. So they held back. They held back and tried desperately not to vote on any of these bills. They were written. Many of these bills were introduced in March, April, and May of this year. They were introduced, submitted to committee assignments before the August 6th primary. They didn't even want Democrats primary challenging their fellow Democrats in a primary, so they tabled these bills. Well, legal protections for those that are sex trafficked in the state of Michigan. Survivors of human trafficking would receive legal protections to testify against their abusers in court, so they don't have to fear prosecution for their past under a package that passed in the House strictly on party line votes. The package was made up of 20 House bills, 20, and 3 Senate bills. These bills passed in the House and the upper chamber, the Senate, now will be sent to the governor's desk for a signature. House bills, 20 of them, I'm not even going to read all the numbers, starting at 5836, going all the way through 5864. A couple of numbers left out here and there, but they basically, 20 House packages, 3 Senate bills, Senate bills 515, 516, and 517. In a combination with Senate bills, House bills, victims of human trafficking could have their victim statements presented in pretrial hearings without the victim being in attendance, and would prevent the victim from being charged with a crime they committed while they were being trafficked. So basically, if it's prostitution or any variation thereof, will now be changed to commercial sex. This is to remove the stigma associated with the trauma they endured. Minority Floor Leader Republican Brian Posmus said the reason for the party line votes and overall lack of popularity of this package in the Republican caucus is due to the affirmative defense clause, quote unquote. The protection against prosecution for crimes that occurred as a result of the trafficking. The Republican Posmus said the introduced legislation, with hopes of tie barring the package that would strip strategic outreach and attraction reserve funding from any company that would be found to be participating in child labor and human trafficking. But the Democrats did not allow that to go through. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. They Democrats basically wanted SOAR funding to go to any company, even if they participated in child labor and human trafficking. Posthumus went on to say, I think it's disingenuous in my mind. If you really want to crack down on human trafficking, you would be like, okay, we're not going to give any corporate welfare to companies that are caught using child labor and human trafficking, right? It's common sense. The Democrats didn't allow his amendment to go through. No, no, no. These corporations can still get our state grant money, even if we know they're involved in using child labor, human trafficking. Posthumus went on to say, even if this package of bills pass, Republicans will introduce their own package related to human trafficking in the new term, but specified that the legislation hasn't even been drafted yet. Well, the communist, Kelly Breen, I cannot believe you guys were not able to get her beaten and flip that seat down in Novi, Michigan. If you know anybody from Novi, call them up and say, what the heck is wrong with you guys? Well, her statement is that these bills will give prosecutors a clearer path to cracking down on human traffickers, since victims so often don't come forward due to the threats to their lives from their abusers. Breen said the affirmative defense wouldn't apply to crimes committed that could be punished by a life sentence. Matt Kozar, Democrat from Plymouth, said he'd love to know what Graham Filler, the Republican from St. John's, reasons were for voting no, since he sponsored an identical bill in the previous term. You can't say that they're not well written, because basically they're identical, Kozar accused. Well, the bottom line, the bills were taken up for a vote in the committee, but the floor chamber decided not to take them up for a vote because one of the bills, House Bill 5848, creates a constitutional amendment and would require 3/4 of the chamber to vote yes. And since none of the bills have those votes, that benchmark, it wasn't put on the board. However, a cute little trick that the Democrats tried to pull, they tie-barred 5848 to another bill that all the Democrats could vote for, House Bill 5841. Well, that bill passed. However, the tactic didn't work. Parliamentarian of the chamber objected, stating that it is a constitutional amendment to the state constitution, clearly defines and says you have to have 3/4 of a chamber to vote yes, thereby not having 3/4 of the chamber voting yes on House Bill 5841, which passed, does not apply to 5848. Nice try, guys, but even the parliamentarian couldn't go along with it. Breen said any tie bar issues that prevent the bills from moving forward will be resolved in the Senate side, and then they will take it up for concurrence vote in the House. Well, I got a very simple recommendation to you Democrats, but I don't want to help you pass it. Just change it to a standard law instead of a constitutional amendment. You do that, you don't need the 3/4 yes vote in the House chamber. Well, the House adjourned last night at 10:20 p.m. House Democratic Caucus spokesperson Jess Travers said the chamber will gavel in around 10 a.m. today, and then people will leave for their committee assignments starting at 10:30. The plan is to adjourn, hopefully, tonight by 10 p.m. The House will also stay over and extend a short session for tomorrow, Friday, December 13th. So normally today would be the end of the day, but they're going to have some bills left over and thereby allow people to go home, get some sleep, and then coming back tomorrow. The plan is gaveling in at 9 a.m. on Friday, hopefully being done by 5 p.m. tomorrow night so they can go home for the weekend. So many bills, folks, they can't possibly get them done Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, so tomorrow, Friday, they're going to stay over. I've got a couple other packages of bills here lined up we're going to talk about. Let's see, a couple of text messages. Let's see, Dan from Carp Lake. He says, let's see, is Bill 7058 coming up today? Dan, I'm going to have to look that up during the break. If you guys ever want to check out certain bills, just go to mivotes.org. It's a great website. You can look bills up by their bill numbers, and greatly appreciate this service that is put up by a couple of organizations. The main one is the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. They have a couple other groups that support this website, this search engine. They go back all the way to 2001 is when they started providing this service. I've been using it on the show ever since we started. Search for legislation. All right. I'm assuming, okay, he meant 6058. Let's do this. Is it a House bill or Senate bill? It's got to be a House bill, right? HB. Let's type it in real quick. See if I can look it up before the break. Let's see if it comes up. Okay, did not come up there. Are you sure on the number? 6058. Oh, wait a minute. Public employees, officers, compensation benefits, public employer contributions to medical benefit plan. Is that the one? This was introduced by the Democrat. I believe she's from Warren. Was referred to Committee on Labor. It reported out of the committee without an amendment on December 5th. They introduced it on November 12th. The bill revises public employer contributions to employees' health plans, setting new maximums and requiring at least 80% cost coverage from 2025. It includes annual adjustments based on inflation or a fixed percentage. Text me during the break, Dan, why it's important to you. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, an Ohio state representative is planting his flag on flag planting. Representative Josh Williams, whose district includes Toledo and who is also a professor at Adrian College, introduced a bill Monday that would make it a felony to plant a flag at the center of Ohio Stadium, the home of Ohio State, at any point on a game day. The proposed bill is in response to the post-game altercation between Michigan Michigan and Ohio State players following the Wolverines' shocking 13-10 win over the Buckeyes on November 30th. During the Wolverine celebration, a Michigan player attempted to plant the Block M flag at the center of Ohio Stadium, which triggered a melee among players and coaches. A heavy police presence helped separate the players using pepper spray. The Cherry Festival is announcing